Well, it's not like, oh, dude. I guess this music's okay. A-okay. A little trouble with Lightroom, but gotta work in. Well, anybody has any one of whoever listens have a Fujifilm camera, like the XE3 start, maybe even before that, they had a multi exposure, which you could do with the regular film. We had a rollback back then, but it's only one type of, so you have to think ahead. You have to take lighter picture than darker picture. But with the digital, you can do this add. You can average, which is kind of average lighting or overlay. Then you could do light and darks. So, I took some picture. One of them came out strange, but I kept it. And I posted for this poll. This, the picture, the icon of this podcast. Yeah, why not? I sound like an old lady. Who's that? Great actress. I can't remember her name. She had the voice. And we get over, it's not shaking. She had a Parkinson's or something. I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to Studio to Rocks Live. I had tacos this morning. It's a taco breakfast. But then my stomach is like, no. So I pooped all that. It's fine. It clears up the stomach anyway. I'm good. But yesterday, like, people were taco this, taco that, complaining. I don't know what they're doing, but all I saw was tacos. Like, I'm going to have that for lunch. When I got it and came back, I'm like, they read the story. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, don't compare people of certain area with their indigenous food. Don't do that. Yeah, it's insulting, yes. First, then be like, who are you, man? What do you know about my food? You know, it's like comparing me with fried rice. You plick. You plick. Plick, 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 plick. Yeah, don't do that. Only the indigenous people can, or relation of, can say stuff like that to themselves. Just the N-word. Yeah, these people can do it. You better not in front of them. Yeah. I have an old friend named Tom. In high school, he used to call me, it's Italian, of course. He used to call him Zidia Reti. It's okay. Yeah, among us. But you try to do that. So I'm like, yo, ZD. He's like, would you call me? He's like, do you know me? Yeah. If you don't know a person and you're not part of that scene, don't compensate, things like that. That's what happened. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to have tacos. Then I'm going to have another tacos next day. Yak. Not yak, but like poop. Poop away. Poop away. Poop away is like lay away. Anyway. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the danger zone. Highway to the danger zone. Okay, well, it's Wednesday. I'm just going to the website like I usually do. Went to the website already. Do that every day. Today, I'm just going to talk about Anti-Hero. What? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out that you filed cops. They chicken out or something. I have no faith in these people. Anyway, are they programmed? I think the whole thing was planned. Tech CEO arrested for 30 years old murder in alleged love triangle. Tech CEO, which tech CEO? Ready Tech. Who's Ready Tech? Did anything? Thanks. Whoops. What are you going to do here? Nothing. Irrelevant. All these people in your office are irrelevant. I don't know if I can find it. The Onion News. News Weekly. President's address. I kept one. That was my favorite one. That goes George Bush. Do they have any? They don't have any old ones. Do they have any archives? Yeah, they don't. I'm not sure if I can find mine though. It's funny. It's the way where he pushes all the buttons. I'm the president. People are talking about primaries, caucuses. I would just like to remind people, I'm the president, and I'm vital. See, I'm sitting at a big desk. Here's all these buttons. I can push all them. They can spin a big wheel. I can do all of them at the same time. You start hearing the spinning wheel. They go, click, 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 beep. They call the secret agent button. So, yes, sir. So, no, it's nothing. That's funny. If I can find it. Yeah, I'm not going to find it. They don't have any archives, do they? No. Maybe the Wayback Machine. I have it. But you know, just that's what I'm thinking. Every time I see the news with the current politicians, cartoon. Wanna watch it? That'd be funny. Yeah. Ben, how do you call it? Anna, Bana, because it's Ben Affleck, Bennifer, and Bana. Bana is paparazzi sucks. I'll look at it. she's cute and she's beautiful, but. I did not understand. And whatever Ben does, it's times like 100. They make fun of him. High profile. No, there's the stabbing thing. What led to the NYC Bodega stabbing? And my voice is kind of nutty. Not nuts, but. Just happened, so I got some yerba mate, maybe yerba. We'll clear it up. Otherwise, I got a tough one. Like, I have one of those devices. Poor people with this talk boxes, but. I have to talk like I got one just talk about this. Okay. This fighting. What does need? There's a lot of people, celebrities, stars. Just poop done. Bradley Cooper is dating. Ooh. Figure it out. That's it. All these news. Oh, this just nuts. Whatever. Crypto's not doing. It's going back down a little bit. Well, from a lot of people, for their analysis, they say it's going to go to a 10,000. And you know what? That's the. If it's really going to do that, sell some now and convert them back to 10, right? You can make some. We can do like what I do, go to the swap it for the small, the lower ones. You know, it's mathematics. It was something right now, it's like $20,000. It drops half, 50% to 10. But when you convert it, say something that was $30, now it's $15. But you've converted early. The difference is like, yeah, it's negligible, I guess. In certain ways, you can do that. But you have to do it with the top 10. you can't do it with anything after that. Even dodgy coins. I'll be like, no, don't touch that thing. Or you can do the Binance USD. But then you sort of don't need a Binance account. I don't think you need to. I think one of the wallets does that. Yeah, you go with that. Then you wait. Then you swap back. When it comes back, start coming back up again. You won't take the chance, you can. But I would say, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to do exactly what I did in casinos. I want this much. I'm just going to take one quarter of it and do something with it. The rest, just let it sit there. You accumulate. Accumulate, you'll come back. You'll be like, yeah, it's fine. Of course, I haven't started. I'm being lazy. I haven't started doing this whole podcast 2.0 stuff. I'm just like, yeah. There's a thing called the Satoshi stream, which I have to look into. Ding, ding. So there's a pot friend, Choreocaster Fountain. Okay, enter detail podcast, their wallet. Install, open. Follow the instruction, claim your feet. It seems like this is a good thing. I don't know. I'll try it. It's supposed to be automatic. Then I don't know. I don't know. So that's that. Zero Hedge is like, good info. It's a lot of good stuff. So, looks like Apple's going instead of China. Let me just go with the international thing. Yeah. We'll do that. When they're doing that. Why not? We can do it here. I think so. US consumer price soared. Why? Of course we know why. Are they going to retire the US dollar with what are they replacing? The trackable spyware version. Oh, Tether. You're gonna track all your stuff. What do you need to track? What do you need the phone to track? Is what do you need the computer to track? What do you need? Need a monitor to track us. We need a microphone to track. It's the Gauss meter for the world. It's basically that's what it is. You know what? I know. Gauss meter. You know what Gauss meter is? Look it up. Now you know. It's like, hey, you can actually, your phone is like a Gauss meter by itself. You got the got that chip in there, gyro chip, and the feel, and the Wi-Fi broadcasting and receiving, and the part of that software is trying to find the Wi-Fi signal. It's It's a Gauss meter, basically. That you can communicate with it. My phone. So what happened with the... I had an OmniROM for like a couple months. I tried it and I was like, yeah, it was working. It was great. Everything. Then I realized nobody can call me. I couldn't go back out either. I'm like, oh, damn it. No. But now I got it working. We switched back to OmniROM, which is working fine. The newest one. And Starbucks work. I'm like, hey, second, how does Starbucks work? Starbucks didn't work before. Like, yeah. Damn. The recorder doesn't work. Stereo recording. So I bought that stereo mic for it, the compact. I'm like, all right. Let's stick with this. So the APK I downloaded is working with OmniROM. But this is actually, I like OmniROM better. Just seems smoother. Right? And it actually works. Whole thing actually works. All the settings, it finds everything. Except I cannot add my own account. Let me see. Let me go to that right now. Passwords and account. I put add account. It's like, nope. So, the phone, you can go to a bell phone, you can see all the stuff. A bell phone, it just says owner. No, I'm okay, man. That's my phone number. But nobody knows who it is. I have to find out. I have to get the report a bug to the guys at XDA developers and see what they say. Okay, you know, maybe just one small fix, or maybe you just have to reinstall it again. Who knows? It might work that way. I've done it before like that and it worked. It's like perfect. Or maybe I have to wipe everything. But which I did, I wiped the whole thing, except the kernel. If you do not know what kernel is, go watch the movie Hackers movie. Kernel. That's a kernel.
I'll head him off. I want to say,
flu shot, someone talk to me.
All right, is in the administration.
The lady. 26. What's a colonel? It's like, who's a colonel? Somebody do that. Said that to me once. What's a colonel? It's like, what's a corn? Or something? Oh, like, no. No. It's nothing you need to know. If you don't understand it, then don't think about it. Don't look at it. I'll be like the, who's that? Oh man, I can't remember the guy's name. What's that movie? I can't remember his name. I can't remember the movie's name. Went blank. Band with the black album also. Not Metallica. Yeah, well, I see it's a Black Album. Metallica. Not that. Spinal Tap, that was it. Spinal Tap. Who's the guitar player of Spinal Tap? I forget his name. I know it's Christopher Guest. He actually passed. Didn't he pass away? Something. I can't remember. This is Spinal Tap. Nigel, that's it. Nigel Tufnell. His amp, his, or whatever that guitar is. Like, don't look at it. That's kind of like what I said to that friend. Asking me what kernel is. I'm like, don't talk. You don't know what it is? Okay. Don't look at it. Don't look at my screen. Don't think about it. We'll talk about it. Yeah, Nigel and that guitar in Spinal Tap movie. Exactly like that. Colonel. Corn. Wait, tacos. Taco Tuesdays. It was yesterday. It was okay. It wasn't bad. I don't know what I did this morning. Well, I put the hard shell. I bought a soft shell one. But I put everything in the hard shell. Heat it up. Then wrap the whole thing with the soft shell up with refried beans over it. There's a taco place. I don't know if they still exist. Let me see. Maps.com. It's off Bleecker. Is it off Bleecker? I can't remember. Okay. Let me see if I can find it. Definitely not 8. St. Mark's, I mean, sorry, not Bleecker. Bleecker's the other side. It's on the St. Mark's. I don't know if they're still there or not. Maybe not. The taco place, probably, they replaced it. Yeah, right now, it's still there. Tukuria Diana. They made this the hard shell tacos in the wrapper mill with refried beans covered soft shell. And then you keep pulling hand, eat it. It's like, oh, this is great. Burritos, nachos, quesadilla. Chicken. And the steak one, though. Yeah, they were good. They were good. Even the pork is really good. If you ever go to New York, that's the place. Really good stuff. And I don't know if Kriff Dog still around. Nope. Pizza. The corner pizza. But yeah, on St. Mark's and Avenue 8 became a stop. They don't have it. It's right next to a bar, 10 degree. But they closed it. Oh, man. Kriff Dogs. I guess you can't have any more. There's no more Kriff Dogs. But 7B is still there. If you want to go pay a visit, that's my old hangout with all my old friends. If you see something over there with the bulldog, it has my friend Sean's name on it. Go pay some respect. My oldest friend passed away. I gotta go visit his grave or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. And drop my pick. Well, drop the pick he gave me of Adrian Smith. Drop it back. Have it back. Long time hangout with but on the bottom says long running no nonsense bar featured jukebox low and punk and old school photo booth. That's weird. Two different descriptions. Mask required. Really? You have to go to bar? What? Mr. Vazak, well, the daughter wants it. Nikki. They cleaned it up a lot. But the bar's still the same. It didn't change too much. Still that round table. You can see it. In the old days, you can see it in the movie with the Crocodile Dundee, where they're throwing people out the window. Why, when they're first done, that's what's happening. On both sides of the street, with the, where it was Manitoba's. Then Manitoba sold it. Then, but people are fighting. Jeez, what's going on? Yeah. But anyway, tacos to this. Yeah. Really wish some of these places would just stay as is. So, well, the whole thing with my throat being like, everybody else is having it around here. So I'm thinking this is a milliliter wave. Only explanation I can. It's like, I'm not getting cold. I don't have cold. I have nothing. Why am I waking up with it? Then I read somewhere with the milliliter wave, the one that side effects when you get hit. It's like, you feel like a common cold. Like, okay, so maybe that's it. Can't believe all these places closed. All these cool places to hang out and closed. It's Continental. Continental should be open still, I hope. But then, I don't know. Man, this sucks. It does. When CBGB is closed, kind of like, yeah, it kind of sucks. I went to the one of the last shows. My friends played it. Some of my old friends, they're still playing though. Yeah, they closed it. So Continental's no more. That sucks. CB's no more. Then all of a sudden, there's like, all the kids like, oh, look, I'm trendy. I'm wearing on this one. It's still sound like, what's his name? Alex Jones.
Is it trendy?
Yeah, what the kids, I go, oh, check me out. I'm wearing CBGBs. I'm so trendy. Has that ever been there? It's like, no. You ever been to a mosh pit? It's like, no. The how do you wear that? And then people, how dare you tell me? Do the, it's like, you never lived that life. If you lived that life, then I would say, yeah, okay. But you didn't. And yeah, the Continental's not working. It's not there anymore. Pump and Club. No, it's Los Angeles. It's apartment buildings. Oh, no. Oh, no. That sucks. Really. Well, kind of... I can see why, because it sort of died. And hardcore music kind of died slowly. So, oh well. I'm gonna say APC building still there. APC building. Supply. No, ABC, not ABC Supply, ABC. The ABC Mint. No, that's not it. I guess they renamed it, but still there. We call it ABC Building. It was the original ABC Building. Let me see if I do a search. PC. No, they don't have it. It's kind of unlisted, I guess. Yeah, they don't have it, but it's pretty cool. It's around Madison Square Park on 23rd Street and 5th Ave, or Barway. And there's a subway station there. And if you walk towards the east side, you're gonna see that sign with the numbers. People, how much debt we are in, that number thing. It should still be there, but I don't know. I haven't been there for so long. Everything's changed. But Madison Square is it's pretty. I'm sure it's not as great as it is currently, but they have the weekends to have a little, I guess, little booth or whatever they're. I don't know, some kind of like a weekend farmer's market thing. It's pretty neat back then. You can go there and you can buy stuff. You can say, hey, I can cook something today. Then you do it. You go and do it. So it's from the ABC thing. Whatever that building is. It's around there somewhere. But I see a lot of new stuff that opened up. Like rooftop bars and stuff popping up. Like, okay. I mean, I don't know. New York's New York. I mean, it's a little more dirty. But it was not much different when it was during the 80s. It was just as bad, I think. But then we don't know. People are leaving. A lot of my friends are leaving. I was like, oh, we can't live there. No way. It's not a cool place anymore. It's all right. Memories of New York. Oh, great. When those, you can get those little cups. Yeah, I don't know what the place is. I guess maybe they closed. Who knows? There are a lot of hidden places in New York. You spend a whole lifetime just trying to get it. This ABC kitchen. Time City. But anyway, just any cities like that. But then, at the current point we are, like, do you want to be there now? Or would you rather wait for the whole thing to just turn around? Oh, there it is. ABC Carpet Home Goods Store. I think that's it. So it's still there. Furniture store. Yeah, there's some furniture stores. Okay, still there. It's on Broadway and 18th Street. Should be over there somewhere. That's pretty neat. But you can spend a whole lifetime in New York. One place I didn't even bother. I only went there once. I never went back. It's the Eastside Parks. Gracie Mansion Conservatory. Conservancy, sorry. Mayor's residence, waterfront. That park right there. Went there once, didn't go back. And there's Queensboro Bridge, there's a park over there. I never went there. Of course, there's the Central Park, which I've been a lot. Even that, Central Park, I never walked the whole thing. Like certain areas I didn't. But I did walk from north to south. I've done that before. But there are certain places I've been never ever walked there. I rode my bike around the Riverside Park. Princess on the West. All the way to GW Bridge. Actually, past GW Bridge. Went further up. Now I was a member of the Met Museum, but I never went to the other museum. Way up north. Yeah. You can spend a whole lot of time, but I would never go back. When they clean everything up, they clear everything up, then I'll think about it. But by then, would it be expensive? Or would it be cheap? Because there's not enough people to occupy the space. Because majority of people say, we're going, right now they're like, we're moving to the woods, to the suburbs. The suburb people move to woods. Then they just realize, I like this trees. I like this grass. I like that. I can work right here at my home, looking at trees. You know, will one day be like that? That to the point where it's, I don't want to move back to this concrete jungle thing. Why? I have a real jungle back down here. I don't know. It's sort of falling apart. Everything's falling. It's not falling apart. It's switching. It's like, what? I think people start realizing what makes me happy. Then they're following that path. And that's what you should be doing. If everything's cleaned up back where it was before the whole tumbling, I'll move back to the city. If it's cheap enough, I'll do it. Because I love architecture. But for me to move back to the city, it's like going back home. Even though I was born in a different city, but I'm always intrigued by the architecture. So that's a big draw, going back. But of course, love. I would love to have two places. If you see the map of Manhattan, you go up, go New Jersey side, the coastlines of the Hudson River, you're gonna see this place called Tenafly, then it's Creskill, then it's Demarest, Closter. So right next to Demarest and Closter, you see why people say it's Hayworth, but people who live there, including me, we call it Haworth. That's where I was born. I grew up. So I wouldn't mind if I live in the city, have a place in the city, then go back to my own house. Even go back to Closter. Or Palisades, I don't know, somewhere in there. East Coast Palisades. Miata would do very well on 9W. Or Palisades Interstate Parkway. I have friends working as state troopers up there. High school friends. Get pulled over, like, oh, hey, man, it's happening. Yeah, probably do that. It drives back and forth. That's what I used to do. You know, weekends, I had my cheap Ford Escort that fell apart. The engine fell apart. The rest is okay. It took it 86 Ford Escort. Weekends, I would drive to New York. Drive to Midtown somewhere, just park, or even like to Hoboken. You can park there and then stick the train. I didn't mind that. I kind of liked it. I zoomed back on the map, and the first thing that came, Cat's Deli. Still there. It's a huge. I guess it's so famous that it has to be that huge. And right next to it is the Mercury Lounge, where my friend, guitar player, that formed Kings Never Die, Danny, they were playing. He was playing with a doggy dog at the Mercury Lounge. And it took, I guess somebody went rowdy, screamed at him or something. He took his Gibson SG, almost hit that guy. It's like, whoa, my swinger. I'm like, yo, dude, it's cool. What is wrong with this? Yeah, afterwards we went to Cat's Deli. I don't know. New York is just, even now you can have that moment, but it's not the same for now. I'd say like maybe 3 years, 3 or 4 years, maybe we'll come back. Yeah, it's going to take a while. Same thing with San Francisco, Los Angeles with homeless stuff. You know, Seattle. All these cities, yeah, it's going to take a long time. In the meantime, you can go somewhere else. Go to Wyoming. Why? Why not? Go Montana. Go to Dakotas, right? Go find Manitobas. Tell them, hey, can I start a bar with your name and in Minnesota? Manitobas and Minnesota. Yeah, I do that. But hey, look, some of my friends even went to Mexico. Mexico. They live in there. Like, they left. They still have their citizenship, but it's like, we're not going there. We're not going to go by the States until everything clears up. It's like, all right. We just need to get rid of these taco referencing people, and that's it. Once they're gone, they're at the end anyway. They're just freaking out. Once they realize that, they walk away. That's when we can fix everything. And that's when my voice will come back without the, I don't know what it is, man. I'm not sick. I have nothing there. Why am I getting this thing? I don't mind it. It kind of gives me the deeper voice where I can do the, I can pretend. I can pretend. turn, I'm a DJ from WBLS, New York. Hey, baby. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Why not? I can get that voice. That low. No, what else is there? I don't know what I'm doing today. I guess I'll go back to Unreal Engine, freaking learn something. Maybe do that. I don't know what else is there. Other than that, I'm just going blanks. That's weird. Just can look into cars again, but I don't feel like doing anything. Supposed to build a 3D something, but I mean, this thing, I don't want to do it. It's lazy. I can browse the stuff on stuff I need, but I'll be like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I am tired of the drive, Uncrate, Deezing, WCCF Tech. This is my link. The rest of them I type in. With the Furge. What do they got? I'm tired of the Furge. I'm tired of the tubes. All the tubes. What these people with the that James Webb Space Telescope? Well, I'll tell you, wow, but I even just like, I can't go there. Can just be like, wow, nice image. Depression. The whole world is in depression. I wonder if the phones send out the signal too. At the same time, if they measure your being, your essence, and they project it to everybody else. So when one person gets depressed, everybody gets depressed. And at the same time, or at the time when they pick up their phone, it's like, oh, I'm so depressed. I wonder if that's real. That'd be like, whoa. I'd be the Keanu Reeves. Whoa. Oh. Google CEO. Pachai. We're hiring. Slow down. Why are you hiring more people? Shouldn't hire that people. Just make robots. Go make robots. Let them take over. And maybe make some robotic gardening thing. We can grow food because eating bugs is not an option. So let's grow some food. Veggies. We need chicken because we need eggs. Can't live without eggs. We need coffee too. Do that, and then we need some cannabis. Why? Because people have nothing else to do. What are you gonna do? How about ayahuasca? Well, the robots took over. Can play video games, but at some point, like, this is boring too. Let's go trip. Yeah, why not? Drink beer, go tripping, laugh at the robots. God, you're stupid robots. Do that for like a millennia or something. Then the robots get an AI update. Like, humans. Ugh. They were just laughing at us. Ugh. Yeah, we should be doing that. Why not? Because that's what it seems like. Well, the movies go sort of going that way. Okay. I don't know where everything is. As far as tech, I don't even bother. Why bother? Today would be a nice day. Just go sit outside with a cup of something. And just got nothing else to do. Learn something. Read a book. I have a couple books, and few of them, two, three, are of what's it? Jordan Peterson. I haven't read that. I don't need to read that. Because some of my friends who read this stuff, I'm like, he said, you're talking about the same thing. It's like, oh, it's like, oh, okay. So, but why not read it? Yeah. Let's get a good book. Even get a picture book. I have that Porsche book. Just sit back. Let's read this. And listen to some blues. Like I'm listening right now. It's on YouTube. Relaxing whiskey blues, dash, the best slow blues, rock ballads, songs, mix. Get that? And chill. The world's going crazy. It's like, yeah, let it go crazy, because it's going to get crazy. Anyway, but if you want to prepare, get some camping foods, like one of those just add water type. Just get a whole bunch of those. You can get the buggy ones, but I think the packaged, like pre-made camping foods taste better. Let's get those. Just add water. You want heat? Pull under the sun. If we have sun, we have tons of sun. We got a lot of sun over here. And do that. Just chill out. But yeah, more money or something. I'll say get a dirt bike or get something and just go off road. Or get one of those campers. Just go drive. Drive somewhere and go camping. Who cares? Who's doing what in with the World Economic Forum? Who's World Economic Forum? We F everything. We F. That's what they are. It's true. They screw up. They think we're ruling. Oh. It's everybody else looking at us like, who are these baffoons? You're crazy. Anyway, went over time. Have an excellent hump day today of July 13th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.